Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Welamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhla zinye kumfumfu 2024 nguKip Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Izakhamizi zikhala ngokuthi beqeda ukuhola irate ihle yakhwela yaba double, kusho ukuthi umuntu uhole half the salary.
Izisebenzi zithi kazisoze zenelise ukuthenga impahla njengenjayelo ngenxa yokuwa kwesisindo seZimbabwe Gold.
Kunzima kakhulu, sivusa every day, ezinye azigcina zisehlula sibili.
Izakhamizi ezinenge Plumtree zithi azikwazi ukuthi zizalima ngani lonyaka ngoba ziphelwe izinkomo lamadonki. Kulabatsha abathakazelela i-artificial intelligence labanye abayesebayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ulandela inyathelo elithethwe libhanga lelizwele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe elokuwisa amandla eZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZiG ngesilinganiso esedlula amajumi amane khulwini. Abasebenzayo bathi abasuze benelise ukuthenga impahla njengenjayelo ngoba intengo yazo isikhuphukile kodwa iholo labo lilokhe liphansi. Ukuze sizwe okwenzakala kobulawayo ngalolu daba, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele unkosikazi Permanent Ngoma, isiphetho amandla senhlanganiso yeBulawa Progressive Residents Association.
Izakhamizi zikhala ngokuthi beqeda ukuhola irate ihle yakhwela yaba double, kusho ukuthi umuntu uhole half the salary. And esikunanzelelayo ukuthi ama-shops anjengabo TM ama-prices they've gone up kakhulu. Nginganika umzekelo sokuthi ngathi ngithenga i-2 kg yesepa, it was $12, equivalent to $12 ko TM. Ngahamba like in a different shop ngayithola about $5 something. So ama shop anjengabo TM ama prices abo have really gone up. And then in terms of transport, public transport ibivele isebenzisa mainly ama dollars, ama US dollars. Lapho buthola ukuthi umuntu maybe ubebhadala dollar for 2 or engabhadali dollar ajinjwe i-5 rand. So that has not khona lokho akukajinji in terms of i-transport ngoba vele i-transport ibivele isebenzisa ama-US dollars. But ama-shop amaningi akade esebenzisa iZiG, sibona ama-prices ekhwelile kakhulu, especially ama-shop anjengabo-TM Hype.
Lo unkosikazi Permanent Ngoma, isiphathamandla sehlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association esixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Ukuze sizwe ukuthi kwenzakalani kwezinye izigaba zemaphandleni, sixoxele umnumzana Witness Khulu Khumalo, ukansila kaward 1 eJolojo.
Kuzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi imali yangakithi ebizwa ngokuthi yiZiG obekuthiwa yona ixhaswe igolide ngeke yehle kodwa bese isiwa kanjena bese kuresulta into ama price esenyuka ngendlela eyisimangalisa. Lokho kushiya siubambe ngoyenzansi ukuthi uma bewethembele kuyona iZiG, ubhenka kuyona, uthenga ngayo, usenza ibhizinesi ngayo, namhlanje ushiyeka ungumuntu osengena. Ngapha eCholocho i-currency esebenza kakhulu noma belikhona iZiG ngoba besingakaze siliphathe ngesandla ngaleyo ndlela exakileyo, bekusenzeka nje abantu baliphathe uma beswayipha, ya bethenga ngamakhadi kanjalo. Kodwa-ke ama-price okwenza ukuthi enganyakazi okanye engasheki yikuwukuthi kusetshenziswa kakhulu i-rand. Yonke into ithenge South Africa okanye Botswana then bese ithengiswa futhi ngalo i-rand okanye ngama-US dollar. Ngoba kwazise phela lapha ngakithi akunama-banks, umuntu ohlala emagweseni kuba nzima ukuthi imali yakhe ayifake ebank. Into eyenzakalayo ukuthi uma enesitolo uzothengisa isitolo sakhe, uma eqeda apha ayo-order kube indlela imali erotetha ngayo.
Lo ngumnumzana Witness Khulukhumalo, ukansila ka-Ward 1 eCholojo, esikhulume laye esegcobohholo line khonale eCholojo. Kudaba olufanayo, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelwe ukuba uzakwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo kusasa we-State of the Nation Address. Ukhangelwe ukukhuluma kabanzi ngokuwa kwesisindo seZimbabwe Gold nokunye okuhambelana lezomnotho kanye lezombusazwe. Njengoba isikhathi sezulu sesisondele, izakhamizi eziningi zithi azikwazi ukuthi zizalima ngani lo nyaka ngoba ziphelwe zinkomo lamadonki ngenxa yendlala. Izanusi zomkhathi zithi izulu liza kuba nganeno lo nyaka nxa kuqathaniswa lanyaka enye. Uzokunike ithemba abanye asebeqalile ukulungiselela ukulima. Esabelweni seMatureni South kuphela sokufe inkomo ezedlula inkulungwane ezine 4,000. Njalo uhulumende ude elizweni lonke jikelele kulakho ukufa inkomo ezedlula izigidi ezimbili 2 million ngenxa yendlala lonyaka. Untukameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Moki Ncube, isakhamuzi sakwaMbimba ePlumtree njalo engumculi.
Thina ngapha inkomo kunzima, ntunga lapha inkomo mpela kunzima kakhulu. Sivusa every day. Ezinye azigcina zisehlula sibini. Hayi, indlala yenkomo akunzima ngani ngoba uma uvuka nje uthwele ibhavu zathola ukuthi inkomo iyakulandela. Kutho ukuthi inkomo phela okwamanje zingatshontshe kalula ngoba ingakubona nje ungathwala utshani kuphela kumbe ibhara ingakulandela eziziyesuka komakhulela izofika ethandamhlophe ngenxa yendlala.
Ungathi ziningi yini inkomo esezifile khona ngapho?
Akufa mpela ayikhona. Vele zaqala ukufa khonapho ngabo June. Vele inkomo zasesigalo ngalo nyaka bekungalalutho. Akathesi ke vele siya ku-August la enalinyanga isikiyo sokulobunzima. But imbona sisiya phambili ko-October. Hayi, lapho ke siyaba singasahlinzi. Hayi, ngoba kulobunzima kulanto eziyidobhayo. Akukufa mpela. Hayi, sithwele nzima futhi asikwazi. Lo hulumende wayethe uzasincedisa sabhalabhala kuthiwa sifile inkomo ukuthi zingaki ezicubayo. Lokhu silindile. Intunga mpela kasikwazi lokuthi uNkulunkulu wasilahla njani. Inkomo hayi akusela mpela silakho lapha lokulima sikwazi ukuthi sizalima ngani. Sokufanele uhulumende asizame ngamatherekitha kodwa sibone ukuthi siyakwanisa ukulima noma inhlanyelo singalayo.
Isimo samanzi sona sinjani?
Amanzi kulobunzima. Akusela lona idamu elilamanzi. Dunga, akusela lona idamu elilamanzi. Sokusila bona laba balezikotshi abanye bagepha. Imigodi ibaba ngathi bayasurvivor ngokunathisa ngoba inkomo makunje ziyazifanele zinathe every day. Kuthi ke le mgodi kahulumende ilobunzima. Ilensimbi ezindala ifa every day. Sokuceliswa kubona laba abanye abale migodi yabo. Hayi, amadamu asikhulumi ngawo, into ezacitha kudala ntu.
Umnumzana Moki Ncube yisakhamizi sakwaMbimba ePlumtree njalo ungumculi. Bexoxa ecingweni loNtukameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Noma nje leZimbabwe lesithi liqhuba umbuso kaZulu ogxile kusisekelo sombuso welizwe osekelwa lidale leparlamente, parliamentary democracy, kuningi ongafundwa indlela eleMelika eliqhuba ngayo ezombusazwe lona liphansi kombuso we-representative democracy. Intatheli zendaba ye Studio 7, umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugceleyo eseGaborone kwele Botswana.
Elemelika liqhubwa umbuso walo ogxile kakhulu kubameli kwezombusazwe kuyibo abathatha izinqumo eziphathelene lokuqhutshwa kwelizwe i-representative democracy. Lokhu kuyehlukana lendlela eleZimbabwe liqhuba ngalo ezombusazwe kusetshenziswa kakhulu isisekelo sombuso ukuthi kulandelwe imithetho nedluliswa lidale lephalamende i-parliamentary democracy. Noma kunjalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi kulezikhala uma uqathaniswa indlela elemelika leZimbabwe aqhuba ngayo kwezombuso. Ingcwethi kwezokuthuthukisa umnotho kaZulu umzana Thabang Nare yena ohlala kwelemelika uthi segelo sombuso siyaqhakathekiswa kakhulu kwele Melika.
Bayiqhakathekisa iconstitution yabo abantu beAmerica baphila ngayo le flag yelizwe bangayifela lokuyifela ukuthi be defend eAmerica. Yebo amaZimbabweni labo balwisana lama British ukuthi bethole inkululeko. Kodwa okukhangqathekile yi one man one vote.
Unare uthi noma kunjalo wathi ngokuya kwesikhathi leZimbabwe laphuma kunjanji yokuthi lilandele isisekelo sombuso njengalokhu elakuhlelayo.
Ukuthi kubuse intando kaZulu yelakho kwakuyinto eyiseduze kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi kukhanya into elahlekileyo eZimbabwe.
Ocubungula ezombusazwe ekwele Zimbabwe umnumzana efidlela Ncube uthi amazwe omabili ayalwisa ukuthi uhlonitshwe isisekelo sombuso omabili engafunda okuthile kwelinye.
IMelika kunenge ekwenza kahle lanxa ingakafika esibangeni sokwenza konke kahle iZimbabwe engakufunda ikwenze eZimbabwe kuyisebenzele kakhulu iZimbabwe. Kanti-ke lanenge laseMelika lingakufunda njalo ezweni leZimbabwe.
Umphenyi kunhlanganiso ye-Electoral Institute for Sustainable Democracy kwele South Africa umnumzana Thembelani Mazibuko uthi kukhona eZimbabwe elingakuntshintsha ikakhulu ekukhetheni abameli bedale lephalamende ongaphathisa ukuthuthukisa umbuso wabantu.
Constituency based systems have proven to be an outdated way of electing.
Ukusebenzisa ukukhetha amalunga edale lephalamende kuhamba ngezigaba zokhetho kubuyisela emuva. Kungcono ukusebenza ngokukhetha inani i-proportion representation okuyiwe thuthukisa umbuso wabantu ngabantu.
Umazibu ugcizelele esithi eZimbabwe kumele liyesule ukuvumela imali engena ivela kwabasekela amaqembu bengaphandle kwezombusazwe ikakhulu ngesikhathi sokukhankasela ukhetho. Okubandla lezano PF umnumzana Guda Masaka uthi umbuso wabantu ngabantu kwele Melika uyaphathisa ukuthuthukisa ezinye inhlangothi kwele Zimbabwe kodwa usola okunye okwenziwa ilizwe leli.
Bathanda ukubhebhisa okungazwani okukhona kwezepolitiki bona laba abe-America.
Ukusebenzisa i-representative democracy njengalokhu kwenzakala kwele Melika kunconywa ukuthi kukhipha umthwalo wokuqhuba ezombusazwe kuZulu kufake ezandleni zalabo ababe bekhethiwe ukuthi baphathe isikhundla. Njalo lolu hlobo lokubusa lusebenza kakhulu emazweni amakhulu afana le Melika. Kukanti parliamentary democracy ivame kakhulu kwele Europe kanye lamazwe ayengaphansi kombuso wamangisi ogoqela eZimbabwe. Ngaphansi kwalolu hlobo ibandla elilamalunga amaningi edale lephalamende yilo eliphiwa amandla amaningi okuqhuba umbuso. Ngumqondisi Dube wendaba ze Studio 7 ngeSabron kwele Botswana.
Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Ele Iran selihlasela ele Israel ngamabhomba amamissiles elizweni lonke jikelele. Ele Israel city seliwise amanye amabhomba la. Kukhanya ngazani ke ele Melika lithi lisakhangele ukuthi kwenzakalani kulelo lizwe. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Ibutho lakwele-Israel selilamasosha asengene ezansi yakwele-Lebanon lapho lilwisana khona le-Hezbollah. Ele-China namhla linanza iminyaka engamajuma esikhombisa lanhlanu 75 yokubusa kwebandla le-Communist Party. Lokhu kubikwa ngabe-Associated Press. Wezi patelene lemeliga.
Ukhetho lukamongameli abasekeli babancintisa kukhetho oluzayo uJD Vance loTim Walz bakhangelelwe ukuba bazanqikelana kungxoxo mpikiswano yabo yakuqala lokugcina namuhla kusihlwa. UTim Walz loJD Vance bazanqikelana kungxoxo mpikiswano le okuzaba okungela abantu njalo ezakhokhelwa ngabantu ababili okwehola lengxenye. uVance ongusenator weOhio ongumsekeli kaMnumzana Donald Trump uthi ingxoxompikiswano le izaveza ukuba ibandla leRepublican Party lizavikela njani imingcele njalo ngendlela elizathuthukisa ngayo umnotho weMelika.
It's an opportunity for me to get to tell the American people how I think we can make their lives better and how Donald Trump's policies can make them more prosperous, can make the world more peaceful.
Leli lithuba lokuthi sitshele abantu beMelika ukuba siza kwenza njani ukuze impilo zabo zibe ngcono bathuthuke, njalo lokuthi uTrump uzavimba abokuza ezansi yelizwe. Singenza lokhu sizanqoba.
Walls ongusibalukhulu wesabelo seMinnesota ungumsekeli kankosikazi Kamala Harris uthi ibandla leDemocratic Party lifisa ukunceda kakhulu izisebenzi zeMelika, hathi laba abaphikisana labo abalomunye umbono.
Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, JD studied at Yale, had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on!
Njengomuntu wonke ngakhulela enzikini yendawo le, hathi uJD owafunda eYale esekelwa izinothi zeSilicon Valley, wathi esephutshe izifundo zakhe waloba ugwalo ethethisa uZulu. Yeyi ayisiyo ndlela yokuphila labantu leyo eMelika. Ngifisa ukulitshela ukuthi ngimelele ukuya kunxoxa impikiswano le ngiyebhekana le ndoda le.
UVance wayezonda uTrump wanqoba kukhetho lweSenate esekelwa nguye. Okwamanje ulandela uTrump olesihloko sokhetho esithi America First.
Enemies and a lot of Democrats call us populists like it's something of an insult. But if being a populist means being on the side of working people rather than the powerful elites.
Angithi liyabona khona manje amaDemocrats athi sizenza omina mina abakwenza engani inhlamba. Nxa ukuba ngumina mina kusitsho ukuthi ngisekela izisebenzi kulezi nothi, akube njalo ngisekeleni.
UVance usanda kutshela inkokheli yamazwe akuzwekazi le-Europe ukuba kumele benike imali ele-Ukraine ukuze lilwisane lele-Russia elihlasela ngamandla. Walls uthi uVance loTrump bafuna ukudiliza ubukhokheli beMelika. UVance uthi unkosikazi Harris uthwalisa nzima izisebenzi, hathi abantu bokuza.
When Republicans used to talk about freedom, many of them actually meant it. They weren't going to turn their backs on our allies. They weren't going to leave Ukraine to themselves.
Abakubandla la Republicans babejayele ukukhuluma inkululeko besijo khona khona ngempela. Babengeke babalekela abasekelana labo. Babengeke bayekele ele Ukraine lisilwa lodwa.
UVance uthi unkosikazi Harris uthwalise nzima izisebenzi, hathi abantu bokuza.
What Kamala Harris seems to want to do is to give all the benefits of American citizenship to people who shouldn't even be here, and that's going to bankrupt this country.
UKamala Harris ufuna ukuba izithukuthuku zabantu beMelika ziphelele ezandleni zabantu bokuza okungamelanga babe kuleli lizwe. Lokhu kuzabuyisela muva ilizwe leli, njalo kwenze kube nzima ukuthi abantu bakuleli bathenge izindlu, bethenge ukudla lokunye okubancedayo.
Walls uthi uTrump ngusomabhizimusi ongene kwezombusazo ukwenzela ukunothisa abanye abanothileyo.
Rig the economy for those at the top and screw the people at the bottom. That's what they do. Your costs go up. They repeal the Affordable Care Act and bring us back.
Inzuzo yomnotho ebisezandleni zabanothileyo, abantu abaningi besidla inqweqo zomlomo. Bafuna ukuthi kulahlwe umthetho wezempila kahle o-Affordable Care Act, kukhulunywe ngokugula kwabantu, baphungula i-Social Security le-Medicare okwenza umama aphile engabi impofu.
Le yingxoxompikiswano yokugcina kungakenziwa ukhetho mhla ka-5 kuLwezi. Okwamanje abanye abantu ezabelweni ezijiyeneyo sebeqalisile ukuvota. Lolu daba lulotshwe intathelizindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lalethulela yimi uDaba Kancube owe-Studio 7.
Kulabatsha eZimbabwe abasebenzisa imitshina elobungcitshi obuphezulu ukwenza imisebenzi etshiyeneyo eyayisenziwa ngabantu obizwa ngokuthi yi-artificial intelligence, kube labanye njalo abathi ngabakayifinyeleli. Kubika uTopias Mutsingwa.
Banengi abasakhulayo ikakhulu abasemadolobheni abathi basebenzisa i-artificial intelligence eZimbabwe. Omunye othakazelela lokhu nguZeluleko Zetmoyo ohlala koBulawayo.
Iyancedisa yona ukuthi umuntu enelise ukuthola imfundo leyi ekhangele ngqo ubuntu bakhe lokuthi yena ungumuntu onjani. Nxa wena ungusomabhizimusi kuyakuncedisa ukuthi ube lokumemethekisa kwalokho okuthengisayo sikhanyele njalo kulezi ke ezempilakahle.
Baningi abalombono lo, labanye abasola i-artificial intelligence besithi ilakho ukusetshenziswa ngendlela ezingaqondanga. Unolwazi Ncube wakoBulawayo uyayisola kakhulu i-AI.
Ngezikhathini zanamuhla umntwana engaphiwa umsebenzi ufika athathe nje omakhalekhukhwini abhala kubhalayo asende, akazihluphi ukuthi abale azwisise. Hayi, abantu sebethembele kakhulu artificial intelligence. Abantu abaningi bazibona besemaphethelweni abo ngomsebenzi ngoba kuba nezinto lezi ezibunjwayo ama-robots.
ULydia Banda osebenza kunhlanganiso e-Women's Institute for Leadership Development uthi yebo izinto zeziguquka emhlabeni wonke jikelele, kodwa akumelanga abantu besebenzise okwamanje i-artificial intelligence.
EZimbabwe akuningi ekumele siwenze for now. Sengikhuluma ngento ezinjenge-technology, infrastructure development, maybe in the next 10-15 years, that is after sesikwaze ukufaka kahle ama-priorities ethu.
Kuyini i-artificial intelligence? Umnumzana Mbolisi Ndlovu, ofundisa ekholitshini lemfundo yaphezulu eLupane State University, uthi i-AI yenza engani imitshina ile ngqondo njengabantu.
Ikwenza imitshina kumbe imitshina elamakhompyutha ukuthi yenze izinto ezingenziwa ngumuntu kumbe izinto ezenziwa ngabantu. Kwese kukhanya ngani imitshina leyo ile ngqondo, iyacabanga njengabantu, igcine zisenza izinto ezingenziwa ngabantu.
Umphathi Ntambo obona ngezemitshina yakulezi nsuku, uNkosikazi Thathenda Mabethera, usanda kutshela amalunga edale lephalamende ukuthi uhulumende uphakathi kokulungisa umthetho ozalawula ukusetshenziswa kwe-artificial intelligence eZimbabwe.
So it's a matter of us making sure that we've got the right policies put in place and we've got the right framework.
Njengohulumende sibona ingathi ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina ngaleyi indlela kuhle, njalo siyakusekela. Osokusele ukuthi kubekwe imithetho ezanceda uZulu ukuze asebenzise leyi AI ngendlela eqondileyo. Lokhu yikho esesikwenza.
UNdlovu uphinde wathi kumele abantu beqaphele indlela abasebenzisa ngayo i-artificial intelligence ngoba ilakho ukuphazamisa, ikakhulu ngesikhathi kungakabunjwa umthetho olawula ukusetshenziswa kwayo eZimbabwe.
Zivele zikhona izigangi ebantwini, ikakhulu abatsha bona laba osuthola ukubana kulokuthi basebenzise imitshina leyo ukwenza okuhle sokubafundisa ubuvila. Abanye njalo sebesebenza ukuntshontshela abantu besenza kuthiwa yi-cybercrime. Siyawuzwe njalo abantu bekhala ngama-photoshop uzothiwa kubonakala ifoto yomuntu emilozibani ngaphi, kanti akula foto enjalo, ifoto leyo ibunjiwe yakunjwa ngecomputer kuhenganyani ngabantu ade bemendawonye besenza khonokho kade bengamelanga bakwenze.
Loba kukhona okubi okungalethwa yi-artificial intelligence, ezinye ingcwethi ezisebenza labatsha zithi abasakhulayo kabasoze bekubalekele lokhu, kodwa kumele bakusebenzise ngendlela eqondileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTobias Mutsingwa.
So isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7, nitshona njani? Njani lonke lapho elikhona? Yimi njalo ukhwele sengukhohliwe. Ngithi mina ubaba umnankagwa akhumbule phela la abamfaka phezulu abahleli khona, angabakhohlwa. Mhlambeni ayikhiphe imali laba abaduzane laye bavalele bayavala, asikwazi. Nanga amahovethi aphela awala lutho. Kwenzakalani? Imali kwezikhulunywa everyday, kuyakhulunywa ngezimali kodwa ayikho into ephumayo. Kuyabhalwa kwabhizi bayasibhala basenza yonke into, ayikho into ephumayo. Mhlawumbe wona uyakhipha ngapho labo abadizayindayo bayavala abafuna isithole lutho, asikwazi ukwenzakalani. Sesidiniwe ngokubhalwa njalo nje basplas, ayikho into ephumayo. UVictor Mbuyenkaya usithi kodwa kamela angeke isikhuphule into zethu, please siyacela. Safa saphela sizingathi asilale uthi into zethu uhamba njani.
Uyazi abantu bezalo bayayangisa, bayayangisa kakhulu ungathi nje abafundanga or ngabantwana abancane nje abangazange bangena ama-crash. Kusho ukuthi manje bazogijima baye America batshela amazwe ase-America ukuthi kumele basule izijeziso lezi. Kungani bona bengakhiphi izijeziso ngapha kithi thina sizalwane zalapha? Ngoba ukuze baphiwe izijeziso ngale ngaphandle kwamazwe, indaba zokuthi amalungelo oluntu akekho ngapha, siyajeziswa, siyacindezelwa ngamalungelo ethu. So yiliphi ilizwe lingakuvuma khona lokhu ukuthi lizosula ijeziso ngapha kusasenencindezelo? Sikhuluma nje kuboshwa abantu for mahlayana, abantu abanganamlandu, abantu nje i-suspect izoqeda 3 months 6 years ejele. Suspect itholiswa namhlanje iphume iye ekhaya ibuye futhi iphiwe i-date yayo ukuthi izenini ngolwesingaki. Hayi lokhu abakwenzayo sha akuyayangisa shem.
Yes, sanibonani, sanibonani ku-Studio 7 njani? Khuluma lo Nyathi la. Akade nhlala nizama ukuthi ngikhulume emsakazweni, azidojwa thini. Nyathi we Mthakazi Protest for Change. Hayi badala, naveleke amangalisa ukuthi kulo muntu impela ophilile ekhanda ongathenga izimoto abantu belamba, abantu bebulawa. Khona manje anti lezi ukuthi abantu bayafa ngomkhuhlane wengqondo, abanye bayazibulala ngenxa yezitress zokuthi ilizwe libolile. Kanti bona babhizi bathengelana izimoto lezinto nomnankagwa labo. Ngazi ubaba lo mnangazi ukuthi unabo abantwana nje mpela mpela or ukhona ukushoda ekhanda lakhe. I don't think ukuthi unomali lo baba lo, khona okungahambi kahle kuye. Ngoba umuntu onomali ngeke ayenze kanjalo. Umuntu onomali azinduna zakhona lezi ezithatha izimoto hambe onto iziphilile kahle emakhanda. Ma ngabe ephile emakhanda bemele bemtshela ukuthi mdala lokuthi nasikufundi, thatha imali le uyethengela abantu abagulayo ezibhedlela, le abantu bayafa ezibhedlela kula ma-chemicals. Abantu alikeleleni lana emsakazweni lapho kube li-interview abantu bezanu besitshela amanga. Lingajayi njani fihle umphini, abantu bayahlupheka ekhaya kula kudla vele okuthunyeliweyo. Amazwe ngaze ncedise ngokudla, izanu PF ayinikeza abantu ukudla, bayathatha bezidlelele ezihlobo zabo khona le Harare.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lani lilakho ukusipha kumbe ukusithumezela eyenu imibono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ulive Talk namhla kuhlelo lwabatsha olwe-The Connection sixoxa ngenhlupho ezibhekane labasakhulayo abangena kwezombusazwe lezamalungelo oluntu. Ake isikhathi savumi okwalamhlanje singakehlukani izihlobo, sike sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Izisebenzi zithi kazisoze zenelise ukuthenga impahla njengenjayelo ngenxa yokuwa kwesisinto seZimbabwe Gold kumbe izinki. Izakhamizi eziningi ePlumtree zithi azikwazi ukuthi zizalima ngani lo nyaka ngoba ziphelwe zinkomo namadonki. Njalo ke kulodaba lokuthi ele Iran selihlasela okunye okumangalisayo kwele Israel ngamabhomba ama-missiles. Ngakho ke ngapha kwele Melika bathi balukhangele lolodaba ukuthi luya ngaphi. Bathi ke bazacela ukuthi kube lokukhumisana umlotha phakathi kwe-Israel leGaza khona ngale okuthiwa ke bagijimisana leHamas, njalo lakhona ngale ke eLebanon abagijimisana khona leHezbollah. Hayi lingakhohlwa ukuthi nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene ebulenjini bethu kukhangela ukukhelelithi www.voindebele.com. Walibalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lalelani ke iLive Talk yalandela.
Si Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teerera izvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.